Call Back the Past.
As President and Commander-in-Chief, it is my duty to the American people to report that renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
1964 brought trouble for the United States at home with race disturbances, and in the Panama Canal Zone, where 23 people were killed in riots sparked by United States high school students raising the American flag in the area. But the main headache was Vietnam. President Johnson.
The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today by a number of hostile vessels attacking two U.S. destroyers with torpedoes. Repeated acts of violence against the armed forces of the United States must be met not only with alert defense, but with positive reply. That reply is being given as I speak to you tonight.
Johnson's decision was not met with all-round acclaim.
We're going to have to decide whether we're going to die on the streets of the United States or in South Vietnam. I would choose the United States myself.
In Britain, where the government was exceedingly disturbed by the so-called brain drain of British scientists to the United States, licenses were granted for the probing for gas and oil in the North Sea. From space, Ranger 7 sent back excellent pictures of the moon.
10 seconds. Excellent signal strength. We're receiving pictures to the end. Impact has occurred. Impact has occurred. We receive pictures to impact. There was no interruption in the transmission from all cameras on the spacecraft.
Among the deaths recorded in 1964 were those of Pundit Nehru, Douglas MacArthur, Brendan Behan, Ian Fleming, Cole Porter, Eddie Cantor, Alan Ladd, and Harpo Marx. And show business came up with an emotion-packed mother and daughter concert featuring Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli.
Hello, Liza. Hey, hello. It's so nice to see you here where you belong. Well, Mama, I can tell, Mama, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. We hear the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So, take her rap, fellas. I'm her an extra rap, fellas.
The 1964 Olympics took place in Tokyo, where the Russians pipped the Americans by 41 gold medals to 37. Cassius Clay defeated 8-1 favorite Sonny Liston for the heavyweight boxing title, and the cricket Springboks continued on their winning way in Australia. Charles Fortune.
It's Barlow, and I'm sure Barlow would dearly love to finish this match by clouting Neil Hawke before, but I somehow suspect he's not readily going to go for all that he can end the match on that note. Here it is, four runs wanted, Hawke bowling, Barlow facing. Barlow at the moment has 43, Hawke to him, Barlow flashes and misses, and kept a little low, a little wide outside the off stump. Well, Barlow went for the big shot there. Up comes the cap, pulls it on, takes it off again, looks down a deep square leg, looks around to a fine leg, takes a glint out of cover. Hawke, ice cool on this hot summer Adelaide day, moves around the wicket, bowls to Barlow. Barlow hits and he's got it in typical Barlow fashion. Well, he's hit that high over slip and it is four runs. And South Africa has defeated Australia by 10 wickets.
While Wimbledon saw a great comeback for Maria Bjorno, as she took the title in a final with the then Margaret Smith, Max Roberts.
15:30, a reprieve for Margaret Smith, the champion. She serves to the left-hand court, to the backhand return by Bueno, to the center. Smith, a backhand volley. Bueno, a backhand on the line. Smith there with a forehand volley. Oh, he just failed to clear. It was a brave one.
15:40.
The impassive voice of the umpire, Bill Hodges, declaiming it's set match point. Served down the center, backhand return. Smith, a backhand volley, cross court. Bueno's there with a high backhand lob. Back goes Smith, smashes. Smith there, takes it off. There, Bueno's there, takes it. Little drop shot. Amazing shot. My God, it was an amazing shot to win the title on. A little backhand drop shot, little smash. Just went over the net and dropped like a poached egg.
Nickel coinage was introduced in South Africa in 1964. A year which also saw the Republic leaving the International Labour Organization. A strike of Belgian doctors made headline news, as did Pope Paul's visit, the first for a Roman Catholic pontiff to the Holy Land. And there was a surprise hit on the pop music charts, as the singing nun sang.
Le minique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement. Oh Dieu, pauvre chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
À l'époque où Jean sans terre d'Angleterre était le roi, Dominique, notre père, combattit les albigeois.
Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Certains jours, un hérétique par des ronces le conduit, mais notre père Dominique, par sa joie, le convertit.
Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Ni chameau, ni diligence, il parcourt l'Europe à pied, Scandinavie ou Provence, dans la sainte pauvreté.
Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Enflamma de toute école, filles et garçons pleins d'ardeur, et pour semer la parole, inventa les frères prêcheurs.
Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
A riot at a football match in Lima caused the deaths of some 300 people in 1964, a year characterized by the emergence of several African nations, among them Zambia, Tanzania, Malawi, Kenya, and the People's Republic of the Congo. At the movies, Sean Connery in Goldfinger, Peter Sellers in Dr. Strangelove, Anthony Quinn as Zorba the Greek, and Peter O'Toole and Richard Burton in Beckett.
Are you listening to me, Thomas?
I'm listening, my prince.
We need a new Archbishop of Canterbury.
I think there is a man we can rely on. No matter who it is, once the Archbishop's mitre is on his head, he will no longer be on your side. But if the Archbishop is my man, if Canterbury is for the king, how could his power possibly get in my way?
But, my lord, we know your bishops. Once enthroned at Canterbury, every one of them will grow dizzy with power. Not this man. This is someone who doesn't know what dizziness means.
And at the theatre, Arthur Miller's After the Fall, Peter Shapper's Royal Hunt of the Sun, John Osborne's Inadmissible Evidence, and The Marath Sad by Peter Weiss, who reads from the script.
Even though our luggage was left behind and we were separated from our families, we still walked unsuspecting through the gate between the barbed wire. We thought our wives and children were going to be fed on the other side, and that we would be allowed to see them again soon. But then we saw hundreds of wretched figures, starved down to skeletons, many of them. We lost all hope then.
A giant musical season in 1964 included Hello Dolly, Funny Girl, and Fiddler on the Roof.
I were a rich man. All day long I'd biddy biddy boom. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich,
Major sensation of 1964 was the sudden axing of Russia's Premier Khrushchev. Radio Moscow.
In Moscow, that Leonid Brezhnev has been elected first secretary of the Soviet Communist Party's Central Committee. Alexei Kosygin has been appointed chairman of the USSR Council of Ministers. Both the Central Committee plenum and the session of the Parliament's presidium satisfied Nikita Khrushchev's request to relieve him from the duties of first secretary of the party's Central Committee. As member of the Central Committee's presidium and chairman of the USSR Council of Ministers.
Can Bobby love?
The Beatles left Britain for the United States tour, leaving behind a conservative government. When they got back, Labour was in full control as Harold Wilson took over the reins.
I have just come from the palace where Her Majesty invited me to form an administration, and I should like to take this first opportunity of pledging my colleagues and myself to do everything we can to the fullest extent of our abilities in the interests of this country and our people.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.